This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The race for the U.S. Democratic presidential nomination has narrowed to two competitors, resurgent former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, a self-declared Democratic socialist. Biden was the big winner in the coast-to-coast voting on so-called Super Tuesday, capturing 10 states in a show of voter strength that extended from Maine to Texas. The former vice president said Wednesday his campaign aims to bring together all portions of the electorate.
And this is a movement we are building. It is a movement. And we need that movement to beat Donald Trump and to build a future we all know is possible.
Bernie Sanders won four states, his own small state in the northeastern U.S. and the country's biggest state, California, as well as Utah and Colorado in the West. Former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg has withdrawn from the presidential race and thrown his support behind former Vice President Joe Biden. AP's Rita Foley has more.
Bloomberg had pinned his hopes for the nomination on the Super Tuesday states, but won only the territory of American Samoa.
Well, after yesterday's results, the delegate math had become virtually impossible, and a viable path to the nomination just no longer existed. And I will not be our party's nominee. But I will not walk away from the most important political fight of my life, and I hope you won't walk away either.
Bloomberg had poured more than $500 million of his own fortune into the campaign, but voters ultimately rejected his argument that he was the candidate best positioned to defeat President Trump, who called him Mini Mike because he's short. I'm Rita Foley.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit voanews.com. You can follow us on the VOA mobile app as well. This is VOA News. Four more countries have confirmed their first coronavirus cases, while Italy is shutting down all schools for 10 days. Chile, Hungary, Poland, and Slovenia all reported their first cases on Wednesday. The Hungarian cases are in two Iranian students, while the one in Slovenia is a patient who had traveled through Morocco and Italy. Italy has Europe's largest number of coronavirus cases, 2,700 with 100 deaths. Its government has made what it calls the prudent decision to close all schools through March 15th. The United States is reporting its 11th coronavirus death, an elderly man near Sacramento, California. Meanwhile, Wednesday, the House of Representatives passed an $8.3 billion emergency spending bill to tackle the virus, including research on a vaccine. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
Just 9 days after President Trump requested emergency funding to fight the coronavirus, the House passed a bill almost unanimously devoting three times more than what he asked.
The yeas are 415, the nays are two.
More than $3 billion will go toward developing vaccines, diagnostic testing, medicines for treatment, and supplies. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tried to get a guarantee that vaccine prices would be kept affordable, but gave in to opposition from the GOP, choosing a bipartisan agreement instead. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The spread of the coronavirus has even affected the Hollywood premiere of the new James Bond film. We get more from Margie Zaralletta of AP.
No Time to Die was supposed to come out in April, but now it will come out in November because of coronavirus, according to the filmmakers. James Bond movies make huge profits in Asian markets. Publicity plans for the film have already been canceled in China, Japan, and South Korea. It's the latest Hollywood production to be affected by the virus. The next Mission Impossible film has halted production in Italy, and the Chinese release of the Sonic the Hedgehog movie was postponed.
That's Margie Zaralletta reporting. On Wall Street, stocks rebounded after former Vice President Joe Biden's wins on Super Tuesday and some good news on employment from the payroll processor ADP. The Dow Jones Industrials added 4.53%. The S&P gained 4.22%, while the NASDAQ gained 3.85%. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.